There is a moment on every cross-country flight a private pilot ever makes where the airplane is exactly halfway to where it is going. Halfway is a real number. You can read it off the GPS. You have used half your fuel. You have flown half your time. The destination is no closer in the sense of being able to turn around and go home than the airport you took off from. That moment has a name in flight planning. It is called the equal time point, or sometimes the point of no return. But pilots who have actually flown across country know that one is dramatic. Equal time is the real one. It is the moment where if anything goes wrong, the math is the same in both directions. The wind is the same. The fuel is the same. The decision to keep going or turn around is no longer about the airplane. It is about the destination. Sacramento operators with 3 or 4 or 8 rental properties hit the equal time point on every property they own. It does not happen on a calendar. It happens when the property has been held long enough that selling it is no longer obviously better than keeping it, and keeping it is no longer obviously better than selling it. The math, on both sides, is roughly the same, and the operator stares at the panel and tries to figure out which dial they are supposed to be reading. Today on Runways and Rent Rolls, we are going to walk that decision, the hold versus refi versus sell question. 3 directions. 1 operator, 1 panel. And we are going to do it the way a pilot does it on a cross country, which is by writing the answer down on the kneeboard before the airplane is bouncing around in turbulence. Because if you wait until the property is in turbulence, you are deciding under stress. And operators who decide under stress do not get the same answer they would have gotten on the ground with their coffee. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. Quick frame on who this episode is talking to. Patricia, the portfolio builder, 3 to 8 properties, a couple of acquisitions a year, building towards something bigger. Steve, the strategic exit, 15 plus years in, sometime in the next 36 months, he is going to start unwinding the stack. And the question is, which property goes first and what the proceeds do? Both of them have the equal time point conversation in their head every quarter. Neither of them has a clean framework for resolving it. That is what we are building today. Let me start with a confession. The hold or sell question is, for most small portfolio operators, the most procrastinated decision in the entire business. People will rerun the rent comps on a vacancy 4 times in a week. They will negotiate a $400 plumber bill at midnight. They will walk a unit at 6 in the morning before flying to Tahoe for the weekend. But the question of whether the property they bought in 2014 should still be in the portfolio in 2026, that question gets pushed to next quarter, every quarter, for about 8 quarters. And then a year-end tax conversation forces the decision, and the decision gets made under tax pressure instead of operator pressure, which is exactly the wrong way to make it. So the first job is to put the decision on the calendar before the airplane needs it. AirG owners get a quarterly portfolio review 4 times a year where the question gets asked out loud, hold, refi, sell, pick. The point is not that the answer changes every quarter. It usually does not. The point is that the question gets asked while the operator is on the ground with their coffee, not while the airplane is bouncing. Now the 3 legs. Leg 1. The hold leg. The hold leg is the property management lane, which is where AirG starts the conversation by default. You hold a property because the operating economics support holding it. Cash flow after debt service, after the vacancy reserve, after the maintenance reserve, after the management fee is positive. The rent is in line with the AB 1482 framework. That is the statewide cap 5% plus CPI or 10%, whichever is lower, per California Civil Code section 1947.12. Plus the Sacramento Tenant Protection Program local overlay where applicable, which Larry walked through in episode 2. The tenant base is stable. The unit's condition is keeping pace with the operator's standards. The property is doing what a rental is supposed to do, which is generating income and appreciating quietly in the background. The hold leg has a number, though. The number is what the property would generate if you sold it tomorrow and put the equity into something else. If you have $300,000 of equity in a Sacramento single family that is throwing off $600 a month after everything, you are running a yield on that equity of about 2.4%. 2.4% is not a bad number for a sleeper rental, but 2.4% is also not a number that justifies tying up $300,000 for the next 10 years if you have a use for that capital that yields more. So the hold leg is where you live, but the hold leg has a check engine light. The light is the equity yield calculation. When the equity yield falls below a threshold, you set on the ground with your coffee, the hold leg is no longer the obvious answer. The math is telling you to look at the other two. Leg two, the refi leg. This is where the ARG lending arm comes into the conversation, but with a careful frame. ARG and the River City Investments side run business purpose private lending, hard money, bridge capital for investors and operators moving on a deal, not consumer mortgages, not residential refinances on owner-occupied homes. The refi leg in this episode is the investor refinance, which is a different conversation than refinancing the house you live in. We are not in the consumer mortgage lane on this show. We are in the operator portfolio lane. Here is the refi leg shape. You have a Sacramento rental, 8 years in, a lot of trapped equity, a strong rent roll, a property condition that is not requiring a bunch of capital. You do not want to sell it. The cash flow is fine. But you have a use for some of the trapped equity. Maybe Patricia is moving on a fourth property. Maybe Steve is funding a small flip on the side. Maybe the operator is consolidating four small loans into one larger loan with cleaner terms. The investor refinance, run through a vetted relationship lender, takes the trapped equity and puts it back into productive capital without forcing the operator to sell the underlying asset. There is a fork inside the refi leg. The conventional investor refinance on a stabilized rental that is a long conversation, full documentation, traditional lender path. ARG does not run that path internally. We refer that to a vetted external relationship, and there are two or three private and bank channels we have used for years on the investor refi side. The other fork is the bridge fork, short-term capital, 12 to 24 months business purpose, secured by the property, used as a runway between two operator decisions. That is the lane where ARG's hard money operation actually plays. A bridge loan is a tool, not a destination. You use a bridge to fund a flip, to close on an acquisition before the conventional refinance lands, to pull liquidity in a window where speed beats price. The bridge gets paid off when the operator's bigger decision lands. It is not a long hold capital strategy, cost on a bridge. We do not quote rates on this show. The lending posture for ARG is business purpose only, and rate quote as marketing is not a thing the show does. If you are running the math on whether a bridge makes sense on a specific property, that is a phone conversation with Gary on the consultation line with the property's actuals on the table. The reason it is a phone conversation and not a podcast number is that the answer depends on the property, the operator, the timeline, and the exit. Generic numbers get the wrong operator into the wrong product. We will not do that on this show. Leg three, the sell leg. This is where the ARG Investor Services side comes in. The sell leg has its own check engine light, and it is not the equity yield number from leg one. The sell leg light is timing driven. You sell when the proceeds, after the cost of selling, after the federal and state tax treatment, after the broker fee, after the closing costs, into whatever you're going to do with the proceeds, give you a better operator outcome than holding for another 5 years. Inside the sell leg, there are sub-decisions, and they are where most operators stall. Decision one, do you sell it as a stabilized rental to another investor, or do you take possession and sell it owner-occupied to a retail buyer? Stabilized rental disposition is faster. The buyer pool is smaller. The price is generally a touch lower because the buyer is underwriting the rent roll as their cash flow. Owner-occupied disposition is slower. The buyer pool is larger. The price is generally a touch higher, but you are eating vacancy and turnover cost on the way to the listing. The right answer depends on the property's tenancy stage and the operator's tax position. Decision two, do you take the cash or do you run a 1031 exchange? The 1031 under Federal Internal Revenue Code Section 1031 is the structural disposition tool for an investor selling one investment property and replacing it with another. We are not giving tax advice on a podcast. That conversation belongs with the operator's CPA, with the specific numbers on the specific deal. But the structural framing matters for the planning conversation. If Patricia is selling a Sacramento single family with $240,000 of unrealized gain, and she is going to replace it with two smaller multifamily units in a different submarket, the 1031 is on the kneeboard. If Steve is selling a property as part of a portfolio unwind and the proceeds are not going back into more real estate, the 1031 is not on the kneeboard. The decision tree forks at intent. Decision 3. Do you sell it on the open market or do you sell it direct to ARG? River City Investments, the ARG investor side, buys Sacramento rentals direct from owners on a regular cadence. No listing, no staging, no public marketing. We make a written offer based on the property's actuals. The operator can take the offer or take it to market, and either path is a clean exit. Direct sale is faster and quieter. Open market is slower and may price higher. The right answer depends on the operator's timeline, their privacy preference, and their tolerance for showings. Now the thing the show is actually about. The interaction between the three legs. Most operators treat hold versus refi versus sell as a single binary decision. Keep or sell. That framing is wrong, and it is the reason the decision keeps getting pushed to next quarter. A real operator panel has all three legs lit up at the same time with their respective check engine lights, and the operator is reading the relationship between them on a quarterly cadence. Not the absolute answer on any one leg. The relationship. A working example. Patricia, four properties in. Property number 2 is a 2014 acquisition in the Tahoe Park submarket. $300,000 of equity, throwing off $600 a month after everything. The hold leg's check engine light is on because the equity yield is below the threshold she set on the ground with her coffee. The refi leg has a fork. She could pull $100,000 out via an investor refinance with the vetted relationship lender, leaving $200,000 of equity in place, and use the $100,000 to put 25% down on a fifth property. The sell leg has a fork. She could sell the property direct to ARG and replace it with a 1031 into a small fourplex, taking the same equity but doubling the door count. Or she could take the cash and step out of the property entirely. Which leg wins? It depends on what Patricia is actually trying to build. If the goal is door count, the 1031 into the fourplex is probably the answer, because the door count doubles and the cash flow per door improves on a multifamily even after the management complexity goes up. If the goal is liquidity for the next acquisition without losing the existing rental's tax basis, the investor refinance is the answer. If the goal is to consolidate from 4 properties into 3 larger ones over the next 18 months, the sell and replace path is the answer. What the working example is doing structurally is putting all three legs on the kneeboard at the same time. The operator is not deciding hold or sell. The operator is deciding which leg of a three-way fork serves the portfolio's stated goal best. That is the frame. That is what changes when you go from a one-property accidental landlord conversation to a 3 or 4-property portfolio conversation. Steve, the strategic exit, gets the same frame with the time horizon variable changed. Steve is not building. Steve is unwinding. So the hold leg is the property he wants to keep until the very end, the one that is the highest quality long-term hold, the one his estate plan rests on. The sell leg is the property that is going first, and the question is whether the proceeds are stepping out of real estate entirely or rolling into a smaller, simpler set of holdings via 1031. The refi leg, for Steve, is usually a no. He is not levering up to acquire. He is releasing capital, so Steve's panel runs hold and sell with the refi leg dimmed. The aviation frame on this. A pilot on a cross-country flight does not stare at one instrument. The instrument scan is calibrated. Airspeed, attitude, altimeter, heading, then back to airspeed. The picture comes from the relationship between the dials, not from any single dial. The hold or sell or refi conversation works the same way. You build the panel, you calibrate the dials, you scan in a deliberate order, and the picture comes from the relationship. An operator who is staring at one dial, the rent comp, the cap rate, the Zillow estimate, is the operator who flies into the side of a hill. The operator with the calibrated scan lands the airplane. There is a quiet thing about this conversation that is worth saying out loud. The hardest part of the hold or sell decision is not the math. The math, with the right inputs, takes about an hour with a spreadsheet and a CPA call. The hardest part is the emotion. Property number two, the 2014 Tahoe Park acquisition, is the property Patricia bought right after she got her real estate license and decided she was actually going to do this. It is the property she walked through with her sister on a Saturday afternoon when the carpet still smelled like the previous owner's dog. It is the property where she signed her first tenant on her dining room table because she did not have an office yet. The math on selling that property is the same math as any other property. The decision to sell that property is not, and operators who do not give themselves room to acknowledge that the emotion is real are operators who either sell the wrong property at the wrong time or hold the wrong property for far too long. That is why the equal time point framing matters. Halfway is the moment where the decision is no longer about the airplane. It is about where you are going. Halfway in property hold is the moment where the decision is no longer about the rent or the property. It is about what the operator is actually trying to build over the next 10 years. The numbers feed the decision. The decision is not the numbers. Patricia, the takeaway. Once a quarter on the calendar, before the airplane needs it, write down on a single sheet of paper for each property in the portfolio. Equity yield this year, where the rent sits versus the AB 1482 cap. What the property would generate if the equity were redeployed. Whether the refi leg or the sell leg, given a fresh start, would beat the hold leg over the next 60 months. Then on the same sheet, one sentence on what the portfolio is supposed to look like in 5 years. The relationship between the per property answer and the portfolio answer is the panel. Read the panel. Steve, the takeaway. The unwind sequence is its own document, separate from the year-by-year operator conversation. The first property out is rarely the one with the worst operating numbers. The first property out is usually the one with the cleanest tax position, the easiest disposition path, and the smallest emotional cost. Pick that one first, run the disposition cleanly, and the second and third dispositions get easier because the operator is not making every decision for the first time. If you want Gary to walk through your portfolio's hold versus refi versus sell panel, equity yield, capital deployment, disposition timing, what the next 5 years actually look like, the runway sign on the page below this episode says investing. And that is where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Bring the actuals on three properties and we will run the panel together. And if you are ever interested in becoming a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. The cross-country flight plan is not that different from the portfolio plan. Both of them work because somebody wrote the answer down on the kneeboard before the airplane needed it. You have been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, the flight plan for serious property operators. Until next week, fly the panel.